Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Segment 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming. Today we will highlight Travis Dew with TNT Seeds in Cordova. Call him at 402-641-7756, part of the Beck's Hybrids family.
Today they're doing a special at Goner on the depth of seed, Steve.
I'm listening to
the depth of seed. Very important. Very important.
Not the depth.
The depth of seed. Plant it too shallow, whip right away in the wind. Plant it too deep, not gonna make it. The depth of your seed is so critical. It changes everything. Depth and spacing. Depth and spacing. So today they're focusing on depth. Right there, and how to get the seed at the right depth, which gets back to how they'll practice with they have everything set up in Goner with your planner, having everything set. They're going to go over adjustments and how we do that, what we set things on, how to check it. You got to know your depth.
Well, do they have classes?
What's that? Yeah, classes. Yeah, Trevor runs them. Yeah.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Of course it's Trevor.
You don't need to be like that.
Trevor does everything. Just saying. Trevor's the man. Dave,
you're in hot water in your neighborhood.
Maybe we should send Dave out there.
You're on thin ice.
You're on thin ice right now. You're that guy that came into the new neighborhood. Now it's like, you know, Dave's talking to his buddies. He's right up the hill.
Yeah,
he's right up there.
He drove a Honda Accord to this crap the other day.
Driving Accord in and then left his car at my house for 9 hours. Yeah. Felt nothing. And then when he showed up, didn't have a gift or anything. Says he's bringing me a T-shirt and a hat later. Can't wait
Probably
for that.
Exactly what the conversation.
Can't wait for that. That ought to be awesome.
Some swag.
Thanks. Oh, also, I went to the dentist today. I got a free toothbrush. You can have that too.
I'll try to do better than that, Dave. Last night in the Big Ten, got three games, and one game did not help Nebraska out.
That's the last one.
We'll get to that in a second. That was the last game of the night. But Wisconsin goes on the road and beats Minnesota 74-67. So, for those keeping track at home, Minnesota has now lost 5 straight home games. They have 4 straight road wins.
Interesting.
5 straight home losses, 4 straight road wins for Minnesota. They lose by 7 to Wisconsin. Maryland wins on the road at Michigan 71-65. So Michigan State has now clinched at least a share, if not the solo title of the Big Ten crown.
Hey, back to Wisconsin, Minnesota. Okay. You know who got going for Minnesota again?
Rigsby.
Did he?
Off the bench.
Got 18.
He's on a heater.
Brennan Rigsby. How about that?
I watched the highlights of that Maryland-Michigan game.
Oh.
I did watch that. And, boy, Maryland looks good. Jake, I know you hate that. Maryland.
I was frustrated.
One and done.
I wish I could revise
Nebraska
that take.
Should have beat him twice.
Hey, Jake, I think Maryland's going to go deep in it.
Yeah.
They'll lose in the first round.
They did have 4 bench points again. 4. From Geronimo had all 4 of their bench points. But Rice, 19 points. Miguel, 17 points. And Derek Queen, 17 points for Maryland.
That's a good lineup, Jake. It's a good lineup.
Yeah, Michigan's still scuffling a little bit. I mean, their record is still great. 22-8. They'll be probably a 4 seed,
It's going to be pretty good.
4, yeah.
The 2 7-footers were good last night. Both had 20. Wolf had 20.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and Vladislav Golden had 20.
But they were down 15? Maryland was rolling them.
They only had 5 bench points. Michigan.
So Michigan has had 3 straight home games. They survive on a buzzer beater against Rutgers to avoid the upset. They get pounded by 20 by Illinois, and they lose, you know, last night by 6 to Maryland. So 3 straight home games, almost lost all 3 of them. So very good season. They'll be a high seed in the tournament, but they're not going the right direction right now.
I keep seeing a lot of times, too, where it's I see a lot of people say can't win on the road. There's a lot of road wins.
I know.
The people win on the road. People win on the road.
Two of the three teams last night won on the road.
Yeah. I know what happens inevitably, though, guys, is somebody will throw the road record at you, you know. But I hate that. I hear that a lot from Nebraska fans. Well, Sip, you can't win on the road. Right. Yeah, you can. Mm. You can win on the road. It happens all the time.
Nebraska's lost five home games. So, yeah, the people won the road here in Lincoln. Five home losses for Nebraska this year. Five.
Frustrating.
The last game, this one did not help
Sounds
Nebraska.
Like Dave.
This did not help Nebraska. USC on senior night pounds.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Washington ends a five-game skid, 92-61. So the
update, can you lay it out?
Here's
Jake,
the standings right
lay
now.
Lay it out for where we're at.
So with that win, USC with the win against Nebraska, with the tiebreakers ahead of the Huskers. Right now on the standings, Nebraska is the last team in the Big Ten tournament. Seed 15 right now, per my standings.
The Big Ten tournament.
Big Ten tournament. So. Iowa is playing. If Iowa beats Nebraska, I mean, Nebraska might miss the tournament, Big Ten tournament. Right now, the bottom three, Iowa is 6-12. They play Michigan State, I believe, tonight. They'll play Michigan State in Iowa City. Big game for them. Penn State, 5-14. Penn State's locked in basically to the bottom. And Washington is for sure locked into missing.
They're both out.
They're
both out. Okay, gone. So who's left in the equation? Is it just Nebraska and Iowa? Is that it?
No, I mean...
Or USC's in there, right?
I don't know how this works with tiebreakers, but five teams at 7-12. Huh. Rutgers, Northwestern, Minnesota, USC, and Nebraska are all 7-12. Iowa is 6-12 with a game tonight against Michigan State.
What's the head-to-head? USC beat Nebraska?
Correct. Beat Northwestern.
Okay, keep going.
Minnesota beat Nebraska. And Rutgers beat Nebraska.
Yeah. Ah, it's dicey.
If it came down to just if Iowa would win, be like, okay, Iowa has the same record in conference, and they beat Nebraska twice. That's what would have to happen. But I don't know what it is in the Big Ten, but think about this in the SEC. I thought it was completely bizarre. Women's basketball, SEC's really good. Texas and South Carolina, they're the same record, and they're head-to-head. 1-1 playing each other.
Okay.
Instead of going to any matrix or anything like that, like you know, strength of schedule, anything, they did none of that. They just did a coin flip.
Really?
Bizarre. They did it live from the SEC office. Hmm? Sankey flipped the coin. It was a flip, catch, and then top of hand.
Yep.
And then they zoomed in on his hand.
I love this.
On just Sankey's hand. But I was like, hold it. The computer systems that we have now... You couldn't easily go to and say, okay, head to head, even. What's okay. the next one?
What's the next one?
You know, it should be some sort of strength of schedule in conference or something. Yeah. There'd be something yeah. that they just say. Now, they weren't overly concerned because they didn't take away. It wasn't like they didn't make them the champions. Mm-hmm. They just made them a one seed. And all of those ladies will get rings, and they'll all say champions. They won't say co-champions. There was a time at Nebraska when Nebraska went to the Orange Bowl and they tied Colorado. My Big Eight championship ring doesn't say co-champions. They probably got them and says champs. This says champs. But anyway, think about that. They flipped a coin.
I like it.
From YouTube, Justin says, what a sad day when Nebraska and Iowa are playing to just stay in the Big Ten, just to make the Big Ten tournament.
It's incredible, though. You're talking about making the tournament, and yet right now they're the 15th seed in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Northwestern is ahead of them in these standings, but I get why Rutgers, Minnesota, and USC are. They beat Nebraska head up. Nebraska did beat Northwestern, but they're apparently behind it, even though they're all at 7-12. So they have to beat Iowa to make the Big Ten tournament. Like, this is not just a joke. Yeah. That's serious. That's real.
Jeez. I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Well, you're spot on. And then you've caught him at probably last game, we think, for Fran.
Maybe. Hey.
So, okay, but that's potential. You're trying to, you know, number one, beat a rival with Nebraska, knock them out of the tournament. It could be your Fran's last game before the Big Ten tournament, or to make the Big Ten tournament. You know?
The reason I hesitated initially, Bill, is because Fran came out and said, I'm coming back.
He said that. Doesn't mean he's coming. Right. It's not his choice.
I hope the AD's like, email, hold off on that real quick.
Right. I hesitated, Jake, because... Yeah, he did say it. He in a press conference, he said, I'll be back next year. I have no plans to do anything else. But
it's not his choice.
The vibe, that will be a tough... Nebraska fans are incredible. It's 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday. If Iowa ever has an advantage, it's like that is what it is.
There's going to be a lot of anxiety in that arena, and I'll be part of that anxiety. I can't imagine
that. I can't imagine that.
Really?
Bryce Williams not
Maybe
making the Big Ten
olive,
tournament.
Is it olive branch? Out. Yeah, maybe take Dave to the game.
I could. I might do that. When we come back, Rick Heyman's song of the day next, an early break on the ticket.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.